Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. The app is easy to use and has everything. Player picks, team picks, culture picks. Now, available in most states, Prize Picks will give you $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups. Use promo code BDS. That's promo code BDS. We might have used promo code DUMB before. It is promo code BDS to join. FP hit one the other day, which was awesome. So we got off to a good start, but we're only documenting the Brilliantly Dumb Show picks. So we had the first one, and then Cutsy's going to be doing the one today. Mikey put out the Shane Lowry top 20. And
What did he go five over? He didn't make the cuts.
Yeah. I mean, look, Scotty barely made the cut. So people could break my balls about the fucking Shane Lowry. Lowry was actually on day one, Lowry was in good shape until the 18th, Joe.
kind of like the Cognizant. here's why I was a little bit here's why I was a little bit bullish on the pick is just because when you have like a meltdown and look, you're looking at a guy, Mikey, who's had more meltdowns than anybody out there on the golf course. It is mentally, it unnerves you. It's unraveling to pick yourself, to pick the pieces up after that performance. And when he lost it all, he was going to win a tournament. And then the next week be ready to play a massive tournament. It's just, it's physically almost impossible to do. Like, we should have bet him to miss the cuts.
Well, Cutsy, were you bullish on the pick?
Giving the pick, and Bob said, I like that pick. Bob said, I like it. And Joe may have echoed the same sentiment.
I was showing it was support. Genuine
or, right. Why didn't you instead be like, Mike, I really don't like that pick. I'm the golf person. Here's the real
pick.
Do
you know the stir-up that would have cost?
Not at all. Not for me. I don't care. I couldn't pick my fucking nose right now, so I don't care.
Mikey has been an absolute icebox.
Oh, my God.
I gave it some time after the football year, and then I've just dabbled into the college basketball, and I thought it was going to go away, and we're talking just – it's been tough sledding, and I feel for you, Mikey. I know it's been a rough go.
And then it's like every time I hit one, it's like I can't string another one together. It's like I'll hit one, and it'll just – and it's just – it's fucking brutal, man.
It's really tough, man. It's really, really tough.
It's fucking brutal.
But you know what, Mikey?
Cutsy gave me a couple hockey winners this week.
Did he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Are those the freezer tarps plays, though, Pete?
They were good. They're recycled picks, yeah.
Joe, you said they were your picks. That's why I wrote them. I don't want anyone else's picks.
No, I gave Joe's picks. I gave him one of the picks was, by the way, the one pick that lost, which you didn't ride, was the freezer tarps pick.
Ride it, but I wrote the wrong pick.
It worked out in your favor.
It did, but it was terrible. I very rarely make errors like that. That's bad on my end.
I don't like to give picks out too often because I will say I don't know. I don't think I have the stomach for it. Like, I don't think I can do what Mikey does. So like, I know sometimes I come at him and like I like, and it's in a playful manner, of course, but like I will go on the record and say I could not do that. I don't have the stomach to like, because you're not even celebrating your first win, and you're already looking for the next one.
Yo, with that being said, what's your prize picks play for this?
I do have a play.
Let's go.
You know what? And now we're gonna take a big favorite, but I don't care because we want to get a W on the board for the Brilliant Dumb Show, and I'm gonna go Champions League next week. So the podcast comes out on Tuesday.
I like that.
Wednesday is Champions League. So I am gonna take Bayern Munich to win. So you place the teams. Yeah. Bayern Munich to win pays, I think it's 1.25 to 1. I send it to the group chat.
Bayern Munich.
It's 1.25 to 1 payout if you put on Bayern Munich.
Against
Atalanta, the Italian team.
Atalanta. Yeah.
Now they're winning.
So 1.25. Yeah, I see it.
So they're big favorites, but still, if you're putting money on Bayern to win, and it's 1.25 to 1, you're getting a good, you know. Now the only thing that I would say that could bang us is the tie, because they're up big in the overall aggregate. But I just think they're a much better team. So
all right,
Bayern Munich.
I love a footy play, man.
I just don't think we ever take football or traditional football like soccer plays. So I think we mix it up a little bit, and I think the timing's perfect because everybody's going to watch the podcast on Tuesday, and then Wednesday they can go fire in and just have a lot of fun with it.
Hopefully. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you know the drill. Come on aboard the Prize Picks movement. Promo code BDS. It's been fun putting out these plays. We were just in Sawgrass. We were doing plays. The caddies were riding with us. So it's fun. You're going to be seeing that all year. Moving right along here. Do want to address it, of course. The departure of Ticket, of course, was a huge, huge thing. Awful. I mean, just so gut-wrenching. Like, we love Ticket. We have such a history with Ticket. I mean, me and Joe have known him for years and years. Joe, even prior to me. And, oh, man, it was one of the worst weeks of my life. I mean, we knew it a week prior. We were extremely shocked by it, and I know the fans are shocked by it, too. And that's what hurts. I know the fans are shocked, and we're still in that same boat. I didn't sleep for days and days. I was crying. I was crying to Ticket. It was awful. And with that being said, I love Ticket. And, you know, what he said of wanting to stay in Philly, could he have come to, you know, done Bob the Sports from there? Yeah, for sure. But you got to realize, you know, too, it's a lot when you're editing and doing those videos. Like, it's a lot. So what Ticket had said to, you know, the fans is what he had told us too, is that, you know, he wants to start a family. He wants to stay in Philly and explore other things. So, of course, you know, we respect that. After he told us, I even gave it time before we released anything because I really did think he was going to come back and say, no, I do want to stay. And that was my hope. But I love that guy to death. Joe, I know you do too. Mikey, I know you do too. And yeah, it was one of the worst weeks of my life. I mean, I literally could not sleep. It was... he's just such a crucial part to the show, and no matter what we do moving forward, we just had an awesome week in Stream Song, and I'm proud of the guys because we put our best foot forward. It was tough. Obviously, we were missing him, and we gave it our best ever. I think we have awesome content coming out, but no matter what we do, I know me personally, I'm always going to be thinking about him and really, really miss him. Joe, he was one of your groomsmen. He'll be one of my groomsmen. Like, It was truly one of the worst weeks of my life, and I love that guy to death. And as I told him, I'm going to support him in whatever he does. And I know he wants to try other things, and he said to me, expand his horizons on things, and I support it 100%. Just because I'm devastated and gutted doesn't mean that I don't support it. I'm always going to support him. I love him to death. He was really good with us about it leaving, but that shock that the fans have is the same shock that we have. And again, Joe, I'll let you talk on it, but without question, the hardest week of my life. I can't tell you the last time I went back to back days without any sleep. And my girlfriend, I was just crying. I kept calling Joe. It's been a very hard week. And the week I'm talking about is prior leading up. And again, we gave it that time hoping that it would come back. I would never, you know, there was anything we could have made work. I would never let money or contracts or anything ever get between us. Like, we're all above that. We're all better than that. And we appreciate our friendships above that. And it never came down to that. It really is just what he said, that I think he wants to try other things, and I respect it. And as upsetting as it is, I love the guy to death, and I'm really, really, really going to miss him. I really am.
Yeah. It's tough, man. You know, it's to your point, Bob, when he first told me, he was on the phone, he told me, and I thought he was just like, sometimes you say things like, you know, like, and you don't have the time to actually maybe dwell on them. And then you look back and you're like, yeah, there's no way that I'm actually like that this is actually something I'm going to follow through with. So like when we did give him over a week and a half before we even said, okay, we're going to bring him on the podcast and announce it, I felt the same way. I thought he was going to call us and be like, guys, you know, like I was thinking about it. There's just no way I could do this. But listen, it's like everybody has their own life to live. And one thing I've realized is, you know, it's very easy to point fingers and say, you should do this, you should do that. But like at the time, he's doing what he thinks is truly the best thing for him and his future and his life. And it sucks for us. It sucks for the fans. It sucks in general. But like, you have to respect that, right? Like, people in the real world leave jobs all the time, and they're free to do it. Is it difficult to move on? 100%. It put in perspective. I was talking to Mark Stone the other day, and he was asking what happened, And he told me too, it's like free agency, right? You have guys who are like cornerstones of the team and then they leave or they get traded or they go or they decide that they're going to go somewhere else. And it's really hard to like move forward with the guy that has been like your guy in your corner on your team for like years to just be able to be like, okay, let's now go do it, you know, do it without him. But that's exactly what we got to do. The show goes on and, you know, we will miss ticket, you know, and I think people saw in the, you know, in that podcast that we talked about, like how tough it was on us, that it was not an easy thing. And it still isn't going to be for a long time, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's just tough, man. I did the Sportsman with this guy. Long live the Sportsman. But we, you know, he was part of the editing team for this show, for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We had him on episodes doing the hot dog challenges and different things. So like he was involved in everything that we did. So for him to like not be there now, it's very difficult. But it is what it is, you know. And we're gonna miss him, and we wish him all the best. But yeah, still a little bit in denial. And we just had our first trip where we filmed, and I actually thought we had an awesome, you know, several videos that we did film that we got out, but it was weird. It was weird not having him around, you know, like it was weird not having him, in the annals of the restaurant and like in the videos that we were filming and Bob with our stories and stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. We move on. We wish him all the best. And, you know, we truly want to see him succeed. We'll be rooting for him. But yeah, tough, very, very tough week for sure.
Yeah. Also too, it's not like, you know, it's not like it was easy for him. Like it was very hard for him. It's not like he just made the decision and he's fine. Like it's been very hard for him, you know, and I've been talking to him a lot about it. So, you know, it's not like he just made the decision and he's gone too. So I also feel for the fans because the fans just loved him so much and, you know, they're shook by it and shocked by it. And it's the same way as us. So I wish I had, you know, more for them on that. But, you know, I think he's really trying to figure it out. He wrote me, Narod gave me this letter from you guys where everybody like wrote a letter for me for my birthday. And he wrote me just the best letter. And I was reading it after it. And it just was so, so sad. Cause again, we just all were so close. I mean, me and Joe knew him from the Four Seasons time. And, you know, of course, we're going to always remain close with them. But yeah, one of the toughest times we've ever been through. But Joe, you're right. I mean, we put our best foot forward with the filming. But, you know, even March Madness, I'm going to miss. We have a March Madness stream that I want to talk about coming up. Mikey's flying down. Mikey, I'm pumped for you to come down. And the HQ's rocking and rolling. But every step of the way, I'll always be thinking about him and always just different moments we have, videos we have. I'm always going to be thinking, you know, about him. I love him to death, and I really, really wish him the best. He's going to be missed. He was a staple of the show, and I love him. But now moving on, March Madness. With that being said, Mikey's coming on down. I think that's going to be awesome. We're doing a March Madness stream. They're trying to get the court ready to go to do a free throw stream. Oh my God. I think the number we put out where everybody has to make at least two. Barstool did something similar to this, and it was awesome. Everybody has to make at least two free throws, I think. And we are going to in a row,
consecutively.
I haven't even said the number. Two. Consecutively. We're toying with the number 25 to 30 before we could leave HQ.
You just said two in a row.
Yeah, but collectively 25-30.
Okay, that changed. I thought like one round through
You got to make two in a row to get up to 25 or 30, and then if somebody misses one, you got to start all over again.
No, that's not easy. There's going to be some tensions. Let me tell you that much.
Oh yeah, you imagine missing that free throw with the D man there. If you're on, he's going to be fucking brutal, dude.
I'll be good up to a certain point, but then if it starts getting to like hour two, hour three, I'm gonna bring up the intensity.
Yeah, but
and by the way, Jensen's not doing this, is he?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, Jensen. I think Jensen will be a shot. I mean, with all due respect, B, it's not like you're fucking Reggie Miller, dude.
Steve Nash over here. Like,
I mean, I'm not. I don't
shoot 92 from the charity stripe.
Yeah. I don't have great handles, but I can make shots.
I think I definitely think you can make shots, but it's gonna be a team effort. I don't want you getting down on the team.
A lot of pressure. Yeah.
Mikey, how's your shot?
I can shoot the rock a little.
Yeah, well, maybe you're so tall, you could just you just almost like a crane. Like
Don't ask me to jump too much anymore. But I can shoot a little.
I will say this, Bob. We got to bring like some sage into that into the streaming room and burn some sage to like get out any like bad betting demons or like bad karma. Yeah. Especially with Mikey coming through on the streak that he's on right now. We need good energy. What?
Once a prick, always a prick.
Mikey, you just said that you've been an ice. Bob called you an ice chest.
Yeah, I mean, we got to bring sage to burn, like because of my cold streak. Like,
I'm saying it's because we're open. No, it's not because of your cold. I'm saying in general.
That's exactly what you just said. You just fucking said it.
Well, so
I
should specify. It's not just because of you. It's because it's going to be the first time we're opening that thing up to do streaming. So we want good vibes.
I completely agree with the vibes.
The coldest streak of your career, Mikey?
Yeah, 100. This has been the most brutal betting year of football into basketball that I've ever had.
Football was tough, though.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
Cuz he's saying that that's why he was bullish on the prize pick.
It's fine. I mean, again, like this is just the everyday life that I live. I mean, if the picks are good, things are good. If the picks are bad, people roast me for it. You're looking around, Joe, like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
This is the everyday experience of being in the gambling world.
You make yourself sound like a martyr. You're not dying on your hill because you give a bad pick out.
How am I being a martyr? I'm just saying this is what it is. This is
what
it is.
Well, I know. And that's why I prefaced this by saying earlier that I couldn't do what you do. You have you have thicker skin than I do. I will say that.
I mean, you take a beating, Pete. You take a
beating. Oh, in life, I take a massive beating. Well, not in life, but in the comments online.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week again to remind you that this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends over at SeatGeek. World Cup is coming. It's right around the corner, right in my backyard, MetLife Stadium. I got to grab some tickets to that. There's no place I'm going to go besides SeatGeek, and there's a reason for that. There are over 35 million downloads of this app. It makes it the number one rated ticketing app out there. Over 70,000 events listed right now. And the best part about SeatGeek, honestly, is all you got to do is download the app. You put in your location, you make your profile, whatever. Boom. As soon as you go into that home screen, it's got all the events lined up for you. Everything that's in your area, whether it be concerts, special events, sporting events, which is what I'm looking to do. Each ticket's rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know if you're getting a good deal or not. So look for those green dots. And of course, we have a code for you guys. As always, you could use code DUMB10. That's DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to SeatGeek. I didn't say anything about the ticket thing, but look, I mean, life, everything changes. Nothing stays exactly the same forever, bro. That's why you really have to enjoy what you have when you're living in it, because things can change at the drop of a dime, involuntarily or voluntarily. You could get hit with something completely unexpected, could change the whole trajectory and course of what you're doing. So it's like, you got to understand that you have to really live in the moment. You can't think too much far ahead about what you want to be and where you want to see yourself. It's great to have goals, but again, you have to remain grounded in where you are in the everyday process, and things change. And I think people just need to understand, like, people, as they grow, their minds change. They want different things. You know, it evolves. Everything is always evolving. Like, nothing great ever stays the same forever, Bob. It always, except the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The Brilliantly Dumb Show probably not going to change. But other than the Brilliantly Dumb Show, everything in life, it does evolve. It does change.
Things I don't really happen. Change much.
No. No, you don't.
No.
I was just saying, like, but I do agree with you. Like, I think we're very blessed to do what we do in the sense that, like, sometimes we don't think about it. Like, we just kind of go through it and we enjoy it. But, like, you don't sit there back and dwell like on like, man, we're very, very fortunate to have what we have. Like, and to do what we do as a job is like, it's unheard of. So we're very, very lucky. And, you know.
Yeah.
I got rocked on Twitter yesterday, Bob. Some guy goes, my apologies. I forgot you get to eat ice cream for a living. That's what some guy said to me and then fucking posted this picture.
Whoa!
That is a fucking rock job, man. That is just getting it. Fuck it. And I'm like,
well, did you see someone turn me into a Sultan the other day?
Oh, that was great.
That was funny.
The Prince of Peace.
That was fucking funny.
The Prince
though,
of Pieces.
AI is a problem, dude. It's like, a real problem.
I don't know if you saw the podcast, but it was very sad. Like, I was crying.
The
ticket
pod?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the clips from the guys that posted all the stories.
Joe goes to quote The Office, and I'm holding my breath because, like, whenever Joe goes to do quote, like, you just know there's a high likelihood that he's watching. He goes, what do they say in The Office? They have this saying. It's called, how do you know you're in the good days if you're in the days? Like, it. And it was like this one small moment of us, like, being able to laugh. It was so funny. But that quote is true, that you don't know. I don't know the actual quote, but you really don't know you're in the good days
when you're in them.
When you're in them. Right, and it's true. Right. Joe, we'll think about, like, sometimes to L.A., and be like, oh, those were the good old days. And then you look and it's like, well, we're going to look back on these days and be like, these were. So, yeah, you kind of I try really hard to understand that and really never take anything for granted. Because now, you know, now you look back at all the times you had with Ticket and you'll be like, those were the good old days. You know, you just it's one step after another.
Well, the good news is that we're going to be in the good days for a long time with the Brilliant Dumb Show, because we've all agreed to do it well into our 70s.
80s, 90s, maybe.
I don't know if I'll make it to 80, Bob.
Oh, Joe, yeah, you're going to be going a long time.
Yeah, you'll be going long. Yeah, you're
I don't know about that.
Let me ask you why you don't think you'll make it to 80, because I'm fascinated. Like, it certainly isn't going to be the everyday stresses of life. It's not like you're working in a fucking coal mine or something like that. Like, so, like, I don't see why would your life be cut short? I think you're going to be just fine. You're basically in a retirement community, basically, more or less. I mean, I think that you're going to be just fine. I think your longevity, your wife cooks very healthy for you. She's very health conscious. Like, where is the bad? You don't smoke. You're not an excessive drinker. Like, is there some kind of history of something that maybe I don't know about in the family bloodline? I don't want to get
I'm
too
sure
personal.
My blood pressure is not very good.
But why?
In my lineage, in my, you know, my
you do have
hereditary.
History.
Yeah, the heart situation's not great on my dad's side. So, you know.
Same do you have me. Grandparents, Joe, that are alive? Any grandparents? No. Any living grandparents?
Although my mom's side, my grandfather made it to like 90, I think. 90
that's my mother's side. My grandfather made it to 90.
My dad's side didn't go long. The Italian side didn't go very long. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's kind of morbid to think of shit like that. I'm turning 40 this year. Like, I used to think 40 was old shit. Like, I was like, man, could you imagine being 40? That's like middle-aged, and it is.
You know what? One of my favorite.
We're middle-aged, Mikey. We are middle-fucking age.
I know. I feel. I gotta be honest. I feel great. I do.
Well, yeah, you look good. But 22 years ago, we graduated from high school.
It's scary.
You know, my favorite game to play is, you think of like the guys that are the same age as Joe. Like, we play it all the time. We'll be like, Al Horford and Joe.
LeBron's 1 year older than me, Bob.
Oh, yeah, my Lord.
There's just some names you throw out and you think of them side to side. Like, Rick Shields and Joe are the same age.
Yeah,
you know
we are.
What I mean? Like, me there's some there. Real. Yeah, him and Al Horford's one of my favorite ones.
Why Al Horford? But you're picking professional athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like,
of course
what are we
he
doing,
is.
Bob?
Of course he is.
Yeah, it just gets me.
Picking a veteran athlete who's been in the NBA for like 15 years.
Yeah,
like,
that's why. That's what gets me. Like, Joe and Kyle Korver are the same age.
Kyle Korver, wow. The Creighton three-point specialist himself.
That's a good-looking cat, man. I'm sure he still is. Yeah, he still got that sauce, dude.
Yo, he was at Creighton. He was just, man, silky 100%. Smooth, man. Silky smooth.
Middle-aged, man. What a freaking wild ride.
It's a simulation anyway, Joe. Don't worry about it.
Let's go into the buy or sell, and we're going to start with Mikey V. Mikey, what did you see this week that you liked? What did you see that you did not like?
I didn't like the whole – I'm going to sell the whole Max Crosby saga. I really – what a joke that was to start the week. They announce on Friday he's been traded, and then Monday morning the trade doesn't go through, and it's it's all this stuff back and forth. And then the next day, the Ravens have the best free agent DN signed already before, like, it didn't even go 24 hours that Crosby had failed the physical. They already had Hendrickson signed. I honestly think that the Ravens were probably a little nitpicky in the physical, and they fucking saw the money they'd save actually on Hendrickson rather than extending Crosby and not giving up the two first round picks. And they, but the whole thing, and now he's going to stay in Las Vegas, and he puts the announcement up that he's in back in Vegas, and making it sound like he's happy about it. I mean, he was doing a celebration video smoking a cigar when they traded him. Like, it's we're getting jerked around every which way. I thought the whole thing was just, it was a little much for me.
You blame the Ravens though? I mean, the guy didn't pass the physical. Like,
I don't blame them necessarily. I think the whole process was crazy because, you know, each team could, like, if the doctor from a particular team, they could fail you for a physical and another team may not. Like, it's not like a universal protocol where it's like you're hurt and it's this specific thing and you can't pass the physical. It's all dependent on the team doctor. This Joe's is going to be sarcasm because you're both snickering. So
well, the reason I'm snickering is because Joe just keeps disagreeing with everything.
I'm not disagreeing with him. No. It's fine. I'm asking a question because he made it sound like it was on the Ravens. No. And I agree with Max Crosby, like 100%. You can't put out a celebratory thing and then like backtrack on it. I completely agree. But like if you're the Ravens, you're about to down, like,
I agree,
throw out a boatload of money and then the guy doesn't pass a physical. Like,
no. I'm not faulting them for failing them on the physical. What I'm saying is there's no universal protocol across the league for what the doctors can fail you for. If a specific team just is like, I don't really like the way this looks, that doesn't mean that like he can't get traded and pass a physical with the Cowboys next week. Like that, you know what I'm – so like that to me is like a little – I mean, listen, it's privately owned teams. These owners are billionaires. They're making huge investments. So, you know, if they tell the doctor I want it fucking as clean of a bill of health as possible, I get it. But the whole thing just was bizarre. He posts the cell. You knew he didn't want to be there. They were all talking about him getting traded months ago. He gets traded, celebrates it. The trade gets nixed with it. Not even within 24 hours. Ravens already have the replacement at a cheaper price without the draft picks. And then he posts a thing that he's back in Vegas and he's so happy to be. It's just the whole thing. I thought was just it was a show. It was almost like a bit. It felt like it was crazy. I'd never seen anything like it. So that was my sell of the week. It was interesting. I'm selling the whole thing. I thought it was insane.
I would. My bad, Pete. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, imagine if we all three had like someone give us a physical and then release the results.
Yeah.
I would be. Bob, remember that studio in Beverly Hills? The guy that Scott used to go to, his friend from Canada or whatever, really nice guy. I forget what his name was. I went there before I started going to the gym, and they make you do like, it's almost like they do like a, it's not a physical, but like they do an assessment test and like they make you do different, you know, different exercises and stuff like this.
Push-ups,
burpees and stuff. Dude, I was dying. And then he came out with the results and it's like, clinically, you are clinically obese. And I was like, oh my God. And everybody's all these like
obese.
Metrics.
Everybody's obese. Yeah. Right.
But all that's the metrics, right. I was obese. Mortified. I was like, yo, dude,
I'm morbidly obese, technically, by my weight. I'm morbidly obese. That's what the doctors, I'm telling you, because Bob, like you said, everybody's obese. They tell you. It's
Bob, you're not obese. What's your body?
I bet if you ask the doctors, I'm maybe not obese, but above weight for sure. Yeah. Everybody's
nuts. Which is
yeah, it's crazy.
Then they need to readjust like the calculation. We actually have to let our listeners know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you, in fact, by mood.com. They've created an entire line of functional gummies and functional flower crafted for your ideal mood. Made with 100% federally legal THC. Not only that, but they'll also deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. And right now you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code DUMB. Listen, there's no denying the fact that we like to go in the clouds. We like to have a little bit of fun.
Sure.
Mood is going to be right there for you to make sure that you can do it. Functional, it's top tier stuff, and you get 20% off. Just use that promo code DUMB. We'll see you there. It's the right mood for you.
Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by ShipStation. When your company is growing fast, order fulfillment can make or break your success. ShipStation's ShipStation.
This guy's a problem, man. Big problem, dude. Big problem. You gotta watch the YouTube. You have to watch the YouTube. He waves to his child like he's a politician on like a float.
Oh, I didn't see him. I'm looking at the ad read. Chips. I know exactly what you're
talking about. Like fucking Richard Nixon. What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, every podcast we do, no matter what episode, he goes, like, you'll be talking about this guy.
Bro, I'm telling you, like a president running his campaign. It's incredible.
Dude, kid's so cute, man.
Yes, he is. All right, it's brought to you by ShipStation. When your company is growing fast, order fulfillment can make or break your success. We see it with Breezy. ShipStation's intelligence-driven platform brings order management, rate shopping, inventory, and returns, warehouse systems, and comprehensive analytics all in one place, saving customers 15 hours per week on fulfillment. ShipStation compares rates across all major global carriers, USPS, UPS, and FedEx. You can't go wrong with ShipStation. Try ShipStation free for 60 days with full access to all features. No credit card needed. Go to ShipStation.com and use code DUMB, D-U-M-B, for 60 days for free. 60 days gives you plenty of time to see exactly how much time and money you're saving on every shipment. That's ShipStation.com, code DUMB. That's code DUMB. And they'll give you free breakfast for a year.
We got, you know, one of these episodes, we got to show the breakfast on the actual pod.
Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah, we do. Michael, is that a hand up?
It is. Yeah. I just, when Joe talked about entering the clouds, Bob, I had to tell you this story real quick. You know, I did that imitation video of you that I do yearly for your birthday.
That's good. Okay.
Very good.
So my mother, I had breakfast with my mother a few days after that. And apparently she thought that when I said in the video, I was like, I just smoked the biggest doobie. And like, she's very much like very still an old school Italian mother. She goes, so how was that huge doobie that you smoked the other night? And I tried to explain
that
to her. I was
big
like,
big old blunt.
Right, right. I was like, Ma, I was like, you got to understand. I was like, you got to, number one, cannabis is legal. Number one, that's the first thing. But number two, I'm 40. Number three, I have children and pay taxes and et cetera. But
and number five, said, we're sponsored.
Right. And I was like, but you do realize, I was like, that was an imitation video of Bob. And she's like, I did see all the comments that people were saying. It's a great imitation and blah. But like, it really, like, it's just funny how she just takes exactly what she wants from the internet and doesn't really, won't piece it all together. And you know, that's the danger of having that generation of parents on the internet a little bit. It is a little dangerous sometimes. So especially with the AI stuff now, you know, they're going to see things and they're going to think things, and we have to be on the lookout for our elders.
That does scare me. You're right about that. 100%.
My mom was visiting. I was like, why don't you FaceTime or like WhatsApp, like voice video call dad.
Right.
And he doesn't even have WhatsApp. He has a phone,
doesn't he?
Awesome. I don't know if it's still flip, but it's like he doesn't have social media.
Yeah, he doesn't
have like even like he'll just go on YouTube. That to him is like the next generation of like outrageous stuff. But like he doesn't see it. He refuses. I'm like, Ma, you got to get dad to get like even like to download WhatsApp so we could do a video call so he could see Luca. It's just like he says he doesn't want to go into that stuff. I was like, all right. I mean, I kind of have to show him a little bit of credit. The guy's sticking to his guns, you know?
Yeah, I respect it. I do. All right. Now we're going to go buy or sell. There's Mikey on the buy or sell. I'll go ahead. I'll have you go last there, D-Man. I'm going to buy D-Man saw the fascination I had with it this week. But I'm going to buy lasagna. I just feel that it's – Dude,
bro, you're like Garfield. Like, what the fuck? You're buying lasagna now?
He was upset.
You were never in on lasagna previously?
No, I was. I just have gained such an appreciation for it. Like, me and that road tried to make it. It was terrible.
Oh.
It was so bad. But it takes so much time, and there's so much layers and patience. And I just love and respect lasagna. Like, it takes a long time to make. You have to be precise with it. And they had these. We went to Stream Song, Oh my God, they had these fried lasagna bites for an appetizer.
It is lasagna bites, yeah.
Dough, cheese, and sauce, right?
Bro, they put the tomato sauce over it, and it was fried. It was one of the, like, you bite into it and you see all the layers. It was one of the greatest things I've ever. I could eat it all day. It was. I just really respect and appreciate lasagna.
You know how there's like romance novelists? Like, yes. Bob could be like a romance novelist, but write about. I've never heard him as. Bob is the most, when he is at his most articulate and precise descriptors, is when he's speaking about food. That's where he's his most passionate, articulate. It's unbelievable.
It was almost like he was born to do it, like to be a food critic, you know?
Yes.
But like,
yes.
Watching him when it's fascinating when you go for dinner and like you order something and like the first time he takes a bite, I just watch because either it's like, you know, he's okay with it, but when he really likes something, he wants the whole table to know. Like, he will announce it. He'll be like, did you guys try those lasagna bites? And it's like, yeah, Bob, they're really good. He's like, I got to tell you, those things are unbelievable. And then, like, before you know, he's, like, eyeing down if there's, like, another half on the plate left. If nobody's looking for it. And he'd be like, anybody else want one of those lasagna bites? When he wants that last one. And then you segue into the next day, and we're on the golf course. He goes, I tell you what, I hope the Italian restaurant does some takeout. I could really go for those lasagna bites. So it's just warped into one massive infatuation, and it's very hysterical to watch it go down live.
Good Mikey, lasagna is tough to beat, man.
Bro, it was the last night we had, We had done a drinking challenge and we were just starved and so tired. Like, we barely slept. Everybody, for some reason, we just didn't sleep the night before. We were just exhausted. And we were deciding, like, do we go out to dinner or do we take out? So I ended up ordering room service. And it hit me. I never saw anything crazy about it until the next day. Joe asked, he's like, you know, what did you order?
Listen to
when
this.
When I went through the order, it's like, yo, what the fuck are you it was despicable. And the worst,
list off what you got, Bob. List off what you got for Mikey. You ready for this?
This is just for you now.
This is just him in his room.
It was, I got an order of lobster fritters. Okay. I got a Cobb salad. Okay. I got chicken wings.
Oh my God.
There was 10 piece, right?
10 piece, sir. I got a pimento cheese bacon burger.
Oh my God.
He's not done. So
that had fries with it. And then I got an apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
As if the vanilla ice cream was going to travel well. Did it travel well? It had to be a soupy
And then by
mess.
The time I got to it, too. It's like, bro. And then Joe asked, he's like, how much is left? And I was like, there was like a couple wings left.
I was
going to
say, you couldn't have eaten all of that.
He ate almost all of it. And then he was putting back chocolate almonds and after the apple pie.
That is true. The mini, that was the mini bar, though. So that was bad. So just really
thank
bad.
God you're as active as you are, Bob.
Gotta be. I have to be.
That metabolism ever slows down even an iota. Oh,
well, it's
going to
slow
God.
Down, Joseph.
We'll have another mood on our hands.
Father Time is undefeated.
But yeah, I don't really think it will. Look at his dad, though. His dad's
extremely slim.
Yeah, but the only thing is he really eats.
I was
so gonna
say,
healthy.
Does he eat like that? Does he eat quantity wise? He'll eat a lot.
If it's something like if you put him at Joe Stone Crab, he'll eat more. He can eat more than I can. Like if it's something he really likes. Okay. But his diet is actually surprisingly really healthy. And then
is that really more on Sue, really keeping him in line?
It's also too like then he burns 1500 calories playing pickleball for 4 hours, then goes to his softball. Then so it's just constant. But yeah, he like wants to put on weight, but he's never going to be able to put on weight because of how much he's burning. And then he eats like fish at night. So
eats imagine a lot of that, fish. Mikey, trying to put on weight, like I not wish, being able to gain bro. Weight and like that's eating whatever you can to like. I think that would be one of the greatest places to be in life.
My biggest problem is just I'm so. Good Monday through Friday. I'm like a fucking machine Monday through Friday. But Friday, when that bell fucking rings and I leave the office and
those
I come
pizzas.
Home, Pizza Friday starts it off. And then after pizza, I mean, I ate two little ice cream for bear sundae cups that you got, Joe.
That's
Bob, yours
say.
Should
that's,
be there soon.
Those are okay, good. Nicole's going nuts over
fudge?
Those things.
Okay.
Oh, and the caramel one too.
Joe, I had two of those cups. I had a bag of pickle, of these pickle Trader Joe's
the
potato
Cheetos?
Chips. No, they're pickle like infused potato chips from Trader Joe's. Bag this big, gone. A tortilla rolled up like ranch style chip from Trader Joe's. Bag this big, gone. And then what did I have to start? I brought something down and I can't even remember what it was. There was like four fucking snacks destroyed last night. I cannot. It's so bad.
It's so fun. Bad. Snacking while you're watching the games, dude. It's the best. Now think about next week with the stream site. Bob is gonna have every DoorDash in Jupiter at that Bob HQ.
Buckle up, boys.
I'm gonna be walking. I'm gonna be doing a lot of walking. A lot of walking. You have to. You have to walk. You're gonna have one of those like treads in there, Bob, like the walking tread.
You're gonna have a whole gym.
Well, I know he's going to have the gym. I'm saying for you're going to have one of those treads for the stream. I think it would be beneficial.
Not there because of the way it's set up, but there's a treadmill in there, Stairmaster, sauna.
Really?
Gym. Oh, yeah, everything.
Stairmaster, wow.
Stairmaster. I got that for you, Mikey. I really did.
Wow.
Honest to God.
I love the stairs.
They asked about the Stairmaster, and I used to do it way back love in the it. Day, but I gave it the green light.
Love the stairs.
Imagine going in for a little spitz and then watching some streaming, man.
Dude, I'll just basically, I would just stay there. I said the first challenge should have just been whoever could stay awake for the entire first round of the tournament.
I'd like to put my name on the list as odds on favorite.
I would be right there with you, Joe. Again, all I need is like, I need a supply of like, if I could, DoorDash makes things almost like a cheat code now because you could just keep firing. I would just order coffees all night. I would get so fucking beamed up. Like, what's his name said? I don't know if you saw that, the World Baseball Classic, after you hit the three home runs, guy who hit the three home runs for Italy.
No.
So every time they hit espresso? A home run. Yeah, they take a shot of espresso if they hit a home run for Team Italy. They have the espresso machine in the dugout, and he goes, I'm three espressos in. I'm all beamed up, he goes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I was using that expression this week. I loved it.
I had that espresso machine. It's unbelievable. Cause
the
I got
same
to go,
one?
The exact same one. Went into the dugout and had it. Nice it piece. Was – I will say there was one guy from the Italy team who – was not in for the whole shtick of me going in disguise.
Oh boy.
Bro, he gave me a look like when I was coming. Oh, there was one. Everybody was awesome. There was one guy from Team Italy. I don't know his name.
Not Pascatino. That's the guy who hit the three home runs in the game. Okay.
He was great. Okay. There was one guy who looked at it and it's like, it made me uncomfortable because, like, I get it. It's at the same point. Like, I'm in this disguise. Like, you know, when we had that first interaction where the guys were coming in for the disguise, and it was one of the favorite. It sucked. I was like, oh my God, like, this is fucking, like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I was like, just commit. It'll be good. Like, it reminded me of when I used to do the golf heckling where I didn't enjoy doing it. I just knew if I got it done, the content would be good.
Yeah.
It was great. It was amazing. Like, the guys were happy to see me, but then they go out to the practice. They're out practicing, and then the MLB wanted me to get in on the practice with them, and I'm like, all right.
See, that's what I thought was so funny, though, when the clips of you in the outfield running around, I thought those were fucking
hysterical. Those were really good.
That was funny to me, man.
I agree, but there was even – the one thing I did wish I did is they had a team picture, and they wanted to get me into the team picture.
I said Bobby Valentine I put in the fucking comments. Remember when Valentine came in the disguise and he got tossed?
Yeah, it was an awesome video, but then they like were in the practice and they were telling me like go practice with them, and to me it was like, is this cleared to go do this? And then I was like,
definitely not.
Security.
No.
And security looked at them and they're like, there's no way. Like no. So like, it was great. Judge was fucking around with me. I had a great Schwarber. I didn't want to push it. We got everything we need to keep it going. And then I'm with Billy Bean, who you know, Joe. He's got no fear. He'll be like, oh Bob, do this. Go ask Judge to play catch with you. I'm like, dude. Like, we got everything.
So you and Judge are boys now? Like, are you guys tight?
I wouldn't say boys, but I think through Rizzo really mended that whole relationship. It really helped. Like, Rizzo told Schwarber and Judge, Bob's going to be outside there. Like, fuck with him. So, like, he set that up.
That's good.
We're going to see him tomorrow, too, Rizzo. It'll be interesting to hear if Judge said anything.
Yeah, I'll be curious too. I really will. It is funny when Judge was coming through, we had this whole thing set up where like I was gonna pat Judge down and not let him through. he's got such a presence to him, and he's so big that I just got starstruck. I didn't have anything for him. Like he just shook me, and it was a funny interaction because he said, "You got anything for me?" And he said, "I froze. Like I really froze in front of him."
That'd be a fun one to infiltrate the Yankees.
Did you meet Posada, Bob, when you were out there?
Yes. Yeah.
How was he? Was he all right?
He was great. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
He was really good.
Because he's of the very old school, like, catcher who pissed on his hands, never wore gloves. Like, he's an old school baseball player.
Bro, there was that
pissed
one
on
guy.
His hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
callous
he used
your
to
hands.
Pee on his hands.
A lot of those old school baseball players. Yeah. Yeah. Toughen
your calluses.
Wait, what? Mike, you know what I love doing is naming players that didn't use batting gloves, like Vlad, Salou.
Vlad is like the first. Vlad and Jorge are like the first two that pop into my mind.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Trent Grisham now doesn't wear batting gloves.
Trent Grisham does not. He does not.
Put that in the comments. Some guys who didn't wear batting gloves.
Yeah, what's the benefit of not wearing them?
I would guess, Joe, it's similar to guys who don't wear a glove for golf, which is very rare, even more so.
It's like football players. Everybody wears gloves now.
No, but there's some D linemen that don't wear gloves. Trey Hendrickson, I don't believe, wears gloves.
One of my favorite aesthetics of all time was Eric Berry, the safety from Tennessee with the taped fingers. Yeah, that was, to me, like, and you can only do that if you're a player of his caliber. Like, he was just so fucking good.
I would love to see Mikey go out on the football pitch just with that boss, like that neck brace and then the freaking eye. The eyeshadow and like all the accessories.
If you ask me, Mikey's high school football picture, if you ask me to draw what I would expect that Mikey would do with all these, I would have drawn the ridiculous block eye black that goes all the way.
You're down. The pick, Mikey?
I could look for it.
That he also probably wore, that was when we were in high school, they came out with the Under Armour,
the first version of Under Armour ever to come out.
Yeah, and it was like a wetsuit.
Technology.
Yeah.
It was like a wetsuit. Nuts, but like it was fucking awesome at the same time. I had one shirt and I only wore the shirt on football Saturday for our games. That was it. Not during practice, obviously. I could look for the picture. It's an absurd picture. There's no it's
absurd. The definition of hardo right there in that pic, right?
Yeah,
there.
I mean, look, I mean, that's time. You know, that's. I think the world needs more hardos, man. I really do. I think we're just like, I don't know.
In a world that's becoming more and more soft,
it's so soft.
Give me some hardos,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember, buying this week?
Go ahead. Yeah, over to you, Pete. Sorry.
I got a good one, too, by the way. I was thinking about what I buy or sell. And this one, I think, is great. I'm interested to hear Mikey's take on this. I am buying this week, I am buying pizza as an appetizer. And here's my thoughts, okay? When you go to a restaurant with four guys, five guys, six guys, all the way up to, like, even eight, the idea of when you go to an Italian restaurant of eating an entire pizza by yourself, it's just something that I don't do anymore. I'm not a kid. I don't order a pizza just for myself. If I order a pizza, it's like I know someone else is going to share it with me. That might be the only caveat. But when you order the pizza as an appetizer, we were a group of what, five, Bob, six? Everybody's getting a good solid slice. And then on top of that, you get your pizza fix and you can still focus on whether you want a pasta or if you want like a veal or chicken parm entree, and you get the pizza fix that you need, but you don't have to commit to ordering the whole pie. And I think there should be more people focusing on doing the, it's a fat thing to say, but it is true. Pizza as one of the appetizers for the table. Everybody gets a piece, you get your pizza craving in, and then you keep it moving.
The only thing I will, and by the way, Joe, that pizza they gave was awesome. That was really good.
They also cut in little squares, meaning everybody got a lot more.
It was great. It really was. It was awesome. My only thing with that is all the time those pizzas, like usually you get that starter pizza at a nice like Italian restaurant. It's almost a guarantee that that's then going to be that Neapolitan pizza for the starter pies. Like a starter pie is never really like a football pie, as Gordon would say it. And I just like the football pie so much more than that. With that being said, I do respect and like that play. And you can always put me down for a slice for sure.
Well, I can't control what kind of pizza they're serving. I'm just saying, like, to start with,
we do that all the time when we go out.
I think, Mikey, I don't think it's a play that people do very often. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong
because everybody wants a slice of pizza. Like if we take the kids out to like a like one of those like sports bars around us, which
yeah,
I mean, we're lucky because the sports bars by us is not like the sports bar by us. The food is so fucking incredible. Like the food is just so good.
Mikey, I went to that Star Tavern place or whatever that's near your place
in Orange.
When did you have that?
My best, God, best it was ever. Unbelievable.
Wait, when did you have that? I've never got to have that.
Oh, Bob, I'm telling you, I think it's the best pizza I've had since I've been in New York. I was with Perez when we came back from the Essex County Country Club. And we were on the way back, and somebody had said, you've got to stop at Star Tavern.
Oh, you had told me. This was a while ago, right?
Oh, ages ago.
Yeah, you had told
me. And
you had
they
told
have
me.
That, that orange cheese, Mikey. I can't even describe
Star
it.
Tavern is – Star Tavern's up there with, like, Ralph's. It's, like, it's one of the biggest – it's, like,
I might
one of
have
the places
picture.
You
gotta go. No, it's okay, Petey. Let's keep it, let's keep it on. No, we don't need to both be in the phones now.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bob, you would really appreciate that.
But
I'll send it to you after, okay. But it was unbelievable. Great. That place, Mikey, and that place, to what you're saying, it wasn't like a sit-down, like, very fancy restaurant. It was just like, kind of like a little side spot to just jump into. It was unreal.
Those are usually the best
spots. We sat at a bar, Bob. We sat at the bar. We had a couple of Cokes and one big cheese pizza. It was amazing.
Joe, you know the issue I had, the one downside that I would say that I noticed right away? Those wings they had, they were the jumbo wings. I hate those big, meaty wings.
Where was this?
This was at Stream Song. Great place. Had us out.
Food was great.
It was. They had those big old wings. I don't like those big, meaty wings. It's
I like a little wing. Like to me, the brass ring wings are just perfect size, especially the flats. You know, I'm a flats guy. You could literally take it and just remove the meat in one swift, quick bite, and it's so good, man.
Mikey, do you like a tangy sauce for your pie? Because that pie you posted the other day, it looked like a tangy pie, which
I do like a little tang. Yeah, I mean the plant. We always
give them the old tang.
Yeah, why not? Tang is nice. But the kids, I mean, we automatically have to get a plain pie wherever we are, whenever we get pizza, because the kids will only eat plain. Like, Dom don't want to do nothing with toppings, like nothing. Gabriella, too. They just want plain. They want plain.
I like when you order
for Luca to get older, so then I can order.
Gotta order a fun pie. You have to order a fun pie.
Yeah.
When Luca gets a little older, it's gonna be fun because you gotta order him a kid's meal, and then he's gonna eat like a quarter of it or half of it, and then you have another thing that you can get into.
The tenders, like you can 100%. Hit those tenders.
And the kids' food's always amazing, dude. It's like pizza or chicken fingers, or they have like the mini little burger sliders.
Well, I order from the kids' menu all the time.
You're sick, dude.
Oh, I do it all the
grilled
time.
Cheese, like they always got good
side.
Stuff.
Yeah, but not like as your main dish.
Though. As a side.
I'll do like a kid's pie as one of my sides. Yeah, I do all the time. Yeah, all the time. Yo,
this guy might be fatter than both of us.
He's
Mikey.
Got some fucking problems, dude. Like, he really does.
Like, Bob, next time you go to Lenora's, check out that kid's menu. It's a fun ride. They got some good stuff that you can do there.
Very familiar, Petey. Very. All right, so there's the D-man for the buyer side. Last thing we'll say, Mike, I do like watching what you do. You'll show a lot of times the cheese first, and I know always got that second box, and I like to see what you have in that second box.
That second box last night was it was called the Sunday Gravy. It's this new –
That just sounds fat, dude.
It's this – oh, I mean, bro, it don't get fatter, bro. It's a meat sauce pie. But they do the meat under the, like, they put the sauce underneath the cheese. But I'm going to tell you this. When you bite it, it tastes like taking a forkful of pasta with Sunday gravy. It literally, like, is an identical flavor. And I was like, this is, I'm surprised by this. I had three slices of that.
I also want to give a shout out to Ice Cream for Bears. I did try that last night. The thing with the healthy ice creams, a lot of them I really haven't liked. I tried the Ice Cream for Bears. It did two different flavors. You have to get through the first two bites you have are going to be a little confusing bites. Yeah. You're like, all right, what's going on here? Right after those first two, it's like, oh, this is a great alternative.
What flavor did you go with? I'm curious.
I did. Yeah. Joe, what did Nicole like? The caramel one?
That's the little,
her favorite is
that's
the little the her little favorite cups. Is the cookie dough one, Mikey. That's her favorite
that
one.
That was the number one, hands down.
Yeah.
And then I had
I really like the chocolate, I thought was really good.
The Choc-ternal. The triple chocolate.
Did they send you with honey on it?
Did they got they sent Nicole? I saw it. Did they send you the churro one, Bob?
I'm, the churro that's one. Tonight's. That's the churro tonight's selection. One
is that's a special. That's so.
Yeah. There's a few that I didn't try to because I wanted to like leave it for today. But Nicole was Nicole set him up like a lineup, and she was going down the fucking roster.
I'm glad. Stone was sending me pictures of his kid eating the ice cream. He's like, "Thank you so much." I was like, "Don't thank."
I sent you the video. She was like a kid in a candy store, dude. It was like ice cream. She didn't know there was a package coming, and she's going through the flavors, and she's like, just beyond.
It's not even about it. Just ice cream just brings joy to people. It's one of those, and I'm not saying ice cream for bears. Everyone knows that. That's my team, but. I'm just saying ice cream in general is just a joyous food. There's certain foods that bring joy. You know, like, I don't know, like a hot dog at the ballpark, you know, ice cream at any time, ice cream in the summer on the boardwalk. There's just certain foods, they elicit memories, they elicit joy. Ice cream is hands down maybe the number one.
Will there be ice cream at the HQ, Bob, on next week? I would imagine so. You guys going to get a dry ice delivered.
You know who I liked a lot? I love Josh Fryer because he spoke my language. Like, even when Joe was out on the ice cream, he looked at me. He's like, we still do. He kept asking, we still order in that. And I like that type of, like, I really appreciate.
He's got tenacity.
Yeah, I really
think guy was built in the trenches of Columbus, Ohio, Bob.
Yeah. That's true, man.
Tenacious son of a bitch.
Dude, that was, remember... Me and Mikey were outside stepping into the clouds and we were looking into the living room and Friary's the old lineman for the Arizona Cardinals. I go to my ego, look how small he's making that.
Oh, the pillow. Yeah, bro. Now that picture I know I could probably pull up pretty fast. That was something else, man.
What a
that
great
was
trip
something
that
else.
Was.
And Bob does that too. He just like points. He was outside pointing at us like we were like animals inside of a zoo cage.
that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
When you guys said that picture of me at the World Baseball Classic, like right before, and you're like, that's the face of a guy right before Mikey.
Oh.
Right after, you know, he said that Mikey like messaged him at like 6 a.m. That was that laugh where
the
I
snicker.
Saw
the cackle. The cackle.
Yeah, it was a cackle. Yeah.
Well, the snicker cackle.
The time zone stuff is really like, it's tough for me to keep up with the time zones because everyone's, you guys are always in these different time zones all the time.
When my brother was in the army when he was in Germany, I couldn't figure out his time zone. So I would call him.
I can imagine that gave you some.
he still jokes about it. He's like, Robbie never called me. There, like he only called me at like 3 a.m. his time. I couldn't figure it out. That's
good, man.
All right, boys, let's go into the Ask Bob. I think it's Ask Bob time. And Petey, I think we're gonna start with you. I had a big week last week, man. I really needed that. So one could say I'm due for a tough one. But let's head on over to Peter DeMar.
All right, let me pull it up here. Oh yes. All right, I think it's Mikey, I don't know if – I think
go
he's
ahead.
– I don't know. This could go either way here. All right, this week we're asking a biology question. It's an animal question for Bob. Bob, I would like you to tell me, what is a baby frog known as? The terminology of a baby frog. What do you call a baby frog? Mikey –
is the right way to phrase this, what does a frog start as?
Yeah, baby frog is like, yeah. I mean,
I think maybe that'll help him a little.
No, but I think it's, I don't think
okay. it's. Do you know Mikey?
Yeah, sure oh, do. Yeah. Sure do.
I think this is, I don't know how common, because sometimes I think certain things are common and people are like, oh, no one knows that. Like, but I do think this one is one that I would like to think most people know.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, this is where you
I think
get
he.
Good stuff.
I think he knows, and he's hesitating on what he wants to say. But I think he knows. I think.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't
think
it
he does
be a? It's a hermit, like a hermit frog.
is that not? What the fuck is a hermit frog?
Like I think you're thinking of a hermit crab.
A hermit
Bob.
Crab. Yeah.
There's no such thing as a hermit frog. Well, at least not that I've been told.
Or are you thinking of Kermit the Frog? Are you thinking of Kermit? Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
Oh, Miss Piggy, Miss Piggy.
Hermit the Frog here. We haven't had a good one like that in a while. I feel like that was fucking impeccable.
Whoop the old Hermit Frog.
Hermit the Frog here.
That is really good, Mike.
Yo, that is unbelievable, Bobby.
Okay, give me another guess.
It was one of those things where I was like, I have the answer. I just don't want to say it because it could be bad.
I really thought you had the answer, the actual answer. I thought you had.
Do you have any other guesses? Is that like...
That was all I had.
Hermit the Frog here.
So tough.
Oh, let's have an A. Okay. Yeah, frog.
Yo, I don't know. That's all I have.
The correct answer is a tadpole.
Tadpole, yeah. Tadpole, yeah. That's why I said, don't say a baby frog. Say, what does a frog start as? That's why I said that, because I felt like that would help.
I don't think that would have helped, though.
I was like, I guess not,
Joe. And I tell you what, it ain't going to get any easier with my question.
I do think the animal questions are good ones. It's provided us some of our
best answers.
Remember the crustaceans?
Shit that just haunts me because it's like, I think I have the answer. And a lot of times I've had it and it's been right. But I know on the other side.
You had it. The Milky Way, been a few times you've had the right answer.
I'd argue I'd been on a streak of those where it's turned out to be okay, and it just...
Mike, you do the Hermit the Frog here.
Hermit the Frog's It's pretty good.
That's really good.
All right, Michael.
Bob, do you know who Kermit is?
Of course he knows who Kermit is.
He doesn't.
Yes, you do. Miss Piggy, Kermit the Muppet Babies. You know who they are.
I don't think he does.
Not really. No, that's
this
why
guy,
I
Bob.
It's Bob. Yes,
Kermit. Yeah, see, so looking at that, yes.
Right. But so you couldn't name, if I asked you to name, this could basically be my ass Bob, I guess. If I asked you to name four characters from the Muppet Babies, you couldn't do
Oh, no chance.
Really?
Not one.
Well, you know Kermit.
Miss Piggy?
Looking at him, yes. I thought Kermit was, it's because he was a baby, like a baby. That's why I thought that
was the Muppet Babies. The Muppet Babies.
That's where my answer came from. Oh.
So you thought that the Muppet Babies called Kermit because he was a baby frog? That is unbelievable.
I would love to do a deep dive of Bob's brain and just see how it works. Oh my god, dude.
That is so good.
Oh, we needed a good one, Mikey.
Yeah,
we needed a good one.
That is good.
And I don't want to break up the momentum, but since we're talking about frogs, we might as well talk about another sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show today, which is our good friend at Pets. That's right. The Pets Table Recipes. You know your dog deserves better than kibble. You know it. I know it. But with so many options, you don't know where to start. Well, let me help you out. The Pets Table is personalized dog food from the team behind HelloFresh. Joseph knows this better than anybody with his pup.
Yes, sir.
They offer both human-grade fresh and gently air-dried options, or mix both to see what your pup prefers. 9 recipes, all formulated with a board-certified vet nutritionist. It doesn't get any better than that. Each plan is customized by your dog's specific needs based on their age, weight, activity level, and more to keep them lean and healthy. With allergen-friendly and seafood options, there's something for every single pup out there. They back it with 100% money-back guarantee on your 2-week trial, so there's absolutely zero risk. Again, Joe could talk to you more about that with his pup. Help your dog live their best life with high-quality food from the Pets Table. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Get 55%.
That's really 55%
nice. Off your first box, plus 10% off your next 2 at thepetstable.com, and use code DUMB55. That's thepetstable.com, code DUMB55.
Yeah, good job, Joe. You got it. Joe, you know, you said to me on the course the other day, like when you have a bad hole, you just see it on the, you know, you're going to see it on the internet. That's what I'm going through. It's like, God, I just know that's everywhere now. Like,
yeah, but you just said you've been on a real heater. You've been doing
really good. Yeah, but they don't care.
He's going 0-2 today.
You think so?
Am I really? Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to be very
hesitant. Prove him wrong, Bob. Prove him wrong.
You got to give somebody. You got to name somebody.
If I have a guess, I'm going to give the guess.
This is a history question, Bob. Can you tell me who assassinated President Abraham Lincoln? Who assassin? Wow.
Yeah. That'd be John Wilkes Booth.
Wow. Now, you see, I never thought he would get that. Good for you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's good for
you. Good for you. Yeah. I never thought I would have bet. That's how cold I am. I would have bet $1 million he wouldn't have got that.
But Bob, this is what I'm saying. Sometimes Bob has...
You don't know. You don't know.
Well, the animal ones you do know. You got to stick with the animals.
But animals are good to get me. Yeah, they are.
I suppose.
But Bob, that's a... I would argue that Mikey's question was not an easy question. You got it instantaneously.
Instantly.
That's a big bounce back for Bob,
He fucking stared me right in the eye and said, fuck you, without saying it. He looked at me right in the eye.
You call into and ask...
Who?
It's a little early their time, but Eichel is such a big fan of the show. He watches every week, and he said, Bob, some of these ask Bobs I wouldn't know. I think you should call Eichel and ask him that same question.
I tell you, I saw NHL made Eichel do a blind ranking of rock bands. Some questionable decisions by Mr. Eichel.
Really?
Yeah. I think they bamboozled him. Those blind ranking one. In a bad spot, you could get fucked
Correct.
The rest of the way.
I love those games. I find those very fun.
I just don't know where to find them. I don't know where to find them. I always want to do them. I don't know where they are. Where do you get them?
Mikey, have you been watching? I've been talking to him. It's so funny. Have you been watching the World Baseball Classic, the Dominican team? They did one with Wells. Do you see the memes of Wells trying to fit in with them? It's so funny. It's so funny. And I asked him, I was like, do you speak Spanish? Do you know what they're saying there? But they did a blind ranking with him about food.
I got to watch it. Dominican food?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's got to be so funny.
He's like, Bob, I do speak Spanish. He's like, but I still don't know what they're saying. It's hilarious.
I tell you what, that Dominican team's a fucking wagon, dude.
They are really good.
I am loving World Baseball Club. I watched the whole game last night. I think it's awesome.
Yep.
I just messaged him because I don't want to call him and if he's still in bed because technically it's 7:15.
Didn't they play? Oh, no, they didn't play last night. They played the night before, right, I think?
So I just messaged him. I'm like, let me know. We're doing the Brilliantly Dumb Show. If you're up, like, we'll bring you on for a question. But we still have a little bit of time left.
We do.
It was cool hearing just how big of a fan, you know, he is. We're talking to him yesterday. That was really, really
cool. Him and Stoner, dude.
Him and fucking Stone fucking gave me passes to come down and see them after they played the Devils. Like, I took Mike Cougs to the Devils game, and we went for Devils Nights. Bro, they fucking skipped everybody that was waiting to, like, see them for autographs to come right over to me.
That's
And just
awesome.
Started peppering me with fucking questions.
Did they win the game?
Stone I knew already, but Eichel I hadn't met yet. Because
Joe, remember we were there and it was like if they don't win the game, it's not good for us to be down there. So they have to win.
We'd have to meet them after. You can't be like in the locker room chopping it up, like because then it's like it's you know if the coach is there or something, it's not the best look.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? I mean, I'm having fun. We could go to the top five.
I do have a question for you. Did Yandel get back to you yesterday about the question about the goalie?
No, I love Yandel to death, but he's terrible on responses, as am I. I'm really bad.
Because that would be another question to ask. So Bob was saying, you know, like, it's hard to imagine you as a hockey guy. And I was like, well, first of all, that's kind of a diss. Secondly, I was like, you have to understand, Bob, I was a goalie. Like, so we're a little different. And he goes, well, what do you mean? And I said to him, Mikey, I said, there's a commonly widespread known fact that goalies are a little bit different. Like they're a little loopy. They go about superstitions in the locker rooms. So like it's widespread known. Like if you're a goalie in hockey, like you're just a little bit, you're just a little odd.
Well, yeah. But Mike, I asked him, like he said in the locker room, you know, they don't really interact too much with the guys and whatnot. And I
before the game.
I said, do you think like maybe that was just you? Like you think growing up, like maybe you that's more of a you thing? And so we wanted to call Yandel. I guess we could even ask Eichel because Joe's friends have told me how much they hated him in the beginning, that he was just socially awkward and they would be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like you invited DeMar? Like, come on. Like, so that kind of made me think. No, but that's why it made me think like maybe that
I
was
don't,
you.
Joe is not, to me, he's not a first impression guy.
Not at all.
He's not a first
that's
impression
tough.
Guy.
He's terrible.
No, it's not. I think that like you either grow to love Joe, like as I have, I've grown to love Joe, like deeply love him to death.
So the one you first met me, you were like, who is this fucking guy?
100%.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Joe, I warned. Yes. Jet was talking to me, too. Yes. I know we've probably talked about this a million times.
You're very abrasive, Joe. You're very abrasive.
Oh, yeah. I warn friends. I tell them, like, unless they watch the show, and I know, like, Rob Drexel, I told them, like, hey, like, this is what, just expect this, 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 and this. Jet does it with his friends. Jet will tell them,
that's
like.
That's tough. I try to be so nice to people when I first meet them. Like when I first met your parents really liked me.
But yeah, you're really good parents. But you, if you don't know somebody right away and you're with your core group, you're big on sticking, you'll keep on the eye contact with your core group until you really get to know them. You know what I mean? Like you need to trust also that person first. Like they kind of have to like work to get your trust and respect out of the gates. I know I go into it all the time, so I'm not going to go, but like once you get through that thing with Joe, it's the greatest experience of your life.
Yeah, I agree. I also think, like, as we know, Joe, your filter is nearly non-existent most of the time. Like you're very,
I agree with that.
You speak your mind, you say things the way you say them, you phrase things a little bit differently. That's how and I think people, when they first hear it, that could come off like, who does this guy think he is? Kind of, but that's not at all who he is. Who he is. He's a trenches guy. He's a foxhole guy.
Yes, big
100%.
I mean, that's my ride or die.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, keeping it moving. Let's on now. I'll head on over to our top five. We have mentioned the World Baseball Classic a couple times.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to build a lineup. So I know we do top fives, but this is going to be six total people. So what you're going to have is...
Oh, wow.
Is that what I said?
I didn't know if it was one pitcher, four players.
Yeah, one pitcher,
okay, let's
four
do
players.
That. Let's do that to keep the top five. One pitcher, four players, build the lineup. You're not building an outfield and infield. You get one pitcher, you get four players that are playing in the World Baseball Classic to build your World Baseball Classic team. I'm going to take – give me Shohei Ohtani.
Whoa, where's Mike? Mikey's going third.
Man, that's on me. Mikey, where would you like to go?
So, Bob, you're going one overall.
I'm going one overall.
Yeah, I'll go second, actually. I'll take second.
I think that's the right play, Michael. I do. So that leaves the D-man.
I need the pitcher.
I know exactly what you're doing, and yes. I think that's the right. I thought I teetered with going second. So, yeah, give me Shohei Ohtani at one.
I'm going to take Skeens.
All right, so I get two picks now. I will go with Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
Who quit.
And then.
Yeah, but he can still pick him, though. He was in the original lineup. Well, let's go to the committee. I don't have an issue with it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I can switch. I'll go Yamamoto if that's the case.
You took Skubal. It's fine.
You get him. He was in it. He was in it to start.
And then I'm going Aaron Judge.
Give me Fernando Tatis.
Okay. Give me Bobby Witt Jr. And give me Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Fucking motherfucker, Bob. Fuck. Fucking motherfucker. That's my guy, man.
He's the best, dude.
I'm gonna take Bo Young Moon from Korea. Yeah. Bo Young Moon. That's right. That's right. Yeah. He's a monster, Bob. You see the fucking what this guy did? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You could have gotten him with your last pick, Mikey.
Bo Young Moon.
Bob is in complete and utter disbelief.
Young Moon.
All right.
Most RBIs in the tournament. Give me Bo Young Moon.
I'm going to go with Kyle Schwarber.
Okay. Good
pick.
And then give me Juan Soto.
Yeah, good pick.
Hasn't been doing anything though. Like,
but it's still Juan Soto. I mean,
I understand, but are we taking it like the guys that are performing the best in the World Baseball Classic? Because that's what I'm doing. So I'm gonna take O'Neill Cruz. I will take O'Neill Cruz now with my next pick. And you can say what you want about that. He's batting 750. I mean, what the fuck are we talking about? He's batting 750.
But Mikey, if you had to start a team and your life was on the line, this is the team you would want to roll out?
In the 2000,
Bo Young Moon.
If we were to play a game tomorrow, I want these guys. Yes, because I think these are the hottest guys in the Baseball Classic right now. So yes, the answer is yes. I would.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're not, but that's fine.
Now it's Bobbo.
Par for the course. It's the usual, same old, same old.
Looks like he's racking up another L, Bob.
This one is wild, dude. I have so much to say. The D-man, it just fell right into his lap. Like, I think I have a good team, but I think D-man's stuck. Oh.
You got two. This is huge for you, Bob, now.
Yeah, well, I saved the pitcher because you guys couldn't take the pitcher. Now, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Can I think Ohtani be my pitcher, no? Can Ohtani be my pitcher?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Why not? I just don't think he's as good as the other two.
That's why you pick number one to take him. I mean, that's why you pick number one. I would have done the same thing. Heard Bo Young Moon can also pitch, though, I heard. Just saying. Guy can hit, man.
That's amazing.
Guy can hit.
Bo Young.
I just didn't see Moon. God. That was the most shell-shocked I've been ever doing this top five. Ever. I've never been that shocked.
I knew that was going to throw you guys for a loop.
And O'Neill Cruz is good, though.
Give me...
O'Neill Cruz has been unreal.
Give me Cal Raleigh.
Yep.
And give me Bryce Harper. And that is my list. Over to you, Michael.
Give me Duran. I hate to take Duran, but I'm going to take Duran because I think he's been fucking great.
I was really hoping that maybe Harper would fall back to me, but I am going to go with Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, good pick. I think that's everything, right?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked, Mikey, because to me it was, and again, maybe people disagree, but to me, I thought you were taking two because I think Judge was such a sure thing, and then I think getting either Skeens or Skubal. Mm-hmm. Is such a, you know, that's such a toss up, and I would have probably gone Skeens by an edge, but I thought for sure you'd lock and Judge and then have a Skeens or Skubal.
Yeah, I was really, honestly, I was going by performance in this year's classic. That's what I was doing.
Gotcha.
I mean, the big names are going to hit better. They will, but that's just,
okay. Let's hear what we got. List?
Bobby's got Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr., Vlad Jr., Cal Riley, and Bryce Harper. I have Paul Skeens, Fernando Tatis, Bo Young Moon, O'Neill Cruz, and Jaron Duran. Joe has Skubal, Judge, Schwarber, Soto, and PCA. It's a great
it's
list.
Tough, it's me versus the demon. I think that's neck and neck, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to have Vlad Jr. and
Soto. I thought you were gonna go. See, I thought Vlad, you were gonna go Vlad. With Bobby Witt Jr. I thought you were gonna go with a bigger. I thought you were gonna go maybe with a different guy there.
Vlad Bobby is Witt having Jr.'s- a better World Baseball Classic than anyone on Bob or Joe's list. Vlad Jr. is having the best statistical World Baseball Classic lists.
Yes, you looked at it differently than I did.
I did. I looked at it totally differently. I'm looking at who's hitting and performing right now.
Correct. If you're going it off your way, yes, then you was the best player.
That's why I think Vlad was – that's why I was pissed when you took Vlad, because that was going to be my number three guy, was going to be Vlad. You took him on the wraparound after you had taken Bobby Witt, so I was hoping you were going to go with a Harper or a big name because I wanted Vlad.
Yeah.
I didn't get Vlad. Guys, Bo Young Moon.
Julio Rodriguez left off the list. Manny Machado, Ketel Marte, Alex
Roman Brennan, Anthony.
Dog. Roman Anthony has got it left off the list. Who's on? Bro, he's good.
Apparently, he's a Brilliantly Dumb Show or a Bob the Sports Fan. I don't know about.
Yeah, that was really cool to hear. That's what FP said. That was fucking awesome. Some of the guys I saw at the World Baseball Classic, but I got to remember, I was in the yeah, I was in the disguise, so right. You know, maybe it was a different thing. all right, man, I had a lot of fun. I mean, this is a great Saturday morning, boys. I almost don't want to end it, but at the same time, I think we covered just about everything. And, you know, I know there's families to get to and you know, we got to do what we got to do. But anything else you guys want to touch on?
Joe, you got anything? You got some things.
I'm just really excited to have Mikey down in Florida.
I might not want to leave.
Mikey, the weather is just so nice.
Oh, yeah, that was a disgusting thing that happened this week. I didn't want to sell it because
I'm supposed to snow tomorrow.
I'm tired of selling weather. It was 80 degrees, 80 degrees sunny, sunny on Tuesday. On Thursday, it was snowing.
Crazy.
It was that is insane.
Joe, I have never seen a more bipolar winter than this winter.
We have to treat Mikey's Florida trip like a recruiting trip. Like we're trying to
recruit. I don't think you have to do too much more recruitment, Bob, to be honest.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, we'll do a nice dinner. So. You know, take him to a nice dinner.
Where should we take him?
Either Blackbird or Limoncello. What do you think? Limoncello.
Mikey, when you're here, would you like a more traditional restaurant like dinner? Or would you like more of like a fun, like hip, like kind of like
I'm not hip. Like,
yeah, I'm Joe, not you hip. Can't tell it well though, because you're right. But he's gonna like think about
the. And keep in mind the fun hip place is also Chinese.
We gotta go Blackbird.
Wait, hold on.
The fun hip place is like Chinese. It's like a Tao. It's like a Tao, but it's
number
Chinese
one, I said I'm not hip. Bob goes, you're right, which was that hurt. Fair, but hurtful. But it's Chinese, Bob.
It's Chinese, yeah, Michael.
King crab noodles. They
have king crab garlic noodles.
Oh, they're terrific.
You know what I had the other night? Now this weeks ago. It was a dumpling. It was an edamame dumpling.
I'm not in on that.
Yeah, I wasn't. It was very. You like edamame?
Now, if it's xiaolongbao, I'm all in on that.
It's not the whole edamame. It's like almost like a paste, edamame paste, like that. It's ground. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Until
like a matcha style edamame paste?
No, in a wonton. It was very. Or a dumpling. It was very, very good. It was very, very good.
The soup dumplings are undefeated. The xiaolongbao.
Do you do the shumai?
Shumai is really good.
Pork shumai.
Yeah, pork. The shumai is pork and shrimp. Yeah, or if you just like shrimp, then the har gao is very good too.
Yeah.
I always think like Chinese, there's been times where I'm like, all right, we're going to order Chinese, but I'm going to do like a healthy Chinese. And you think of like chicken and broccoli. But then you think about like the way the chicken and broccoli is
prepared, the sauce.
It's like you just can't.
If you I can't do broccoli without beef. Broccoli to me is so much better than chicken and broccoli.
Beef and broccoli is great. If you want to do like to me, the chicken dish, if you're going to order the chicken dish from Chinese, is like easy, is like sesame or General Chow. Like that, I wouldn't go. Sure, I would say what Joe did. If you're going to do and broccoli, I think it's beef. I think beef is the play. Chicken to me is sesame
chicken,
or
General Tso's, or lemon chicken is very good too. Have you ever done lemon chicken?
I've never done lemon. I've done from orange. Chinese? The orange when they do the orange chicken.
Orange is chicken good. Is good. Orange lemon chicken is very nice too. It's like a breaded, and then it's done with like a lemon sauce on top. It's great. But if we take Mikey to the Blackbird, we got to do the Peking duck.
I love the Peking.
Yeah, we would do it right. I think Blackbird's the play, D.
Really they have the, does. Yeah, I do think, I do too. It's, I think it's like the funnest restaurant in Jupiter right now.
By the way, this is almost semi-embarrassing. I have the flights booked, but I don't know where I'm going to stay. So if you guys have
you
any
can stay with me.
Yeah, I had thought about that, and I just don't know if
I just got to run it by Nicole, but she'll be more
that's
than happy.
I don't want to impose like that, really.
But we're going to be out at the streaming half the day. We're not going to be here.
Yeah, I know, but I still like have to come into your home, and I just like I don't know if
you're
Nicole,
always
like,
welcome to my home. What are you talking about?
All right,
yeah, all just right. Stay with me, save some money.
Okay,
yeah. Hey,
Casa Damar,
Chelsea, give him sleep. You don't even have to give him a bed. Just have him sit at the dining room table. So have that dinner table. You don't even got to give him a guest.
We'll give him a couple of espresso martinis, and it'll prop him up on Luca's high chair.
You can put him on that little bassinet that swings.
We'll swing him around. Like,
yeah. You know, I got the kids all to myself today and tonight. Overnight too, bro.
Yeah, but just think about next week, how glorious that will be, dude.
I'm looking forward to having my kids tonight. Like, I will take Gabriella and Dominic out to dinner tonight. Like, I'll take
them
out.
Are you going to go to Toulouse?
No. I mean, we go there so much, bro. Like, we were there last weekend on Saturday for the parade, by the way. That was...
Dude, seeing him on that parade. Send the
what was he on a float for? What was
he's
he?
Because he's on a float ever. Because Luna does their own float. Like local business owners, like do their own floats at the parade. Like it truly is like a throwback. Like you don't really see it everywhere. I mean, this guy, man. We're talking about. This guy, dude. But the best was when I sent this selfie to Bob. This was
the phone.
Is that phone?
I said, pick up the phone and sent the picture. And Bob's like, it took Bob like a couple seconds.
Was he upset that we trashed him a little bit in the past?
We didn't. No. I mean, no.
Because he seems like a great guy. He's a great guy.
Paul's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Hey, great guy. Just a horrible contractor.
He's a good contractor for the price. He really is a good contractor for the price. It's just he had the wrong floor guy. You know, it happens. You know, when you're a general contractor, experience is everything because you got to sub out these other contractors. And if these subcontractors aren't good, it's a poor reflection on you. So yeah. I'll let Paul go. But yeah, so tonight I'm going to take them out to dinner. But I'll take them to a nice place. I don't know. I'm going to let them pick like what kind of food they want to do. Most likely pizza of some sort. I would imagine.
Oh, that's fun, man.
Yeah, it is fun. I dress them up. Like I put like Gab in like a dress and I'll get Dom dressed. It's very fun.
Take him to a hip spot. You're a hip guy, Mikey.
I'm not a hip guy, Bob.
I will go on the record too. Blackbird, I'm going to say Blackbird has the best espresso martini that I have ever had in my entire life.
Whoa. Because that place in Arizona, that espresso martini was insane.
It's better than that. It's got Mikey. It's got a foam. It's got a foam that they put on the top. They got a foam that they put on the top, and then they top it with a wonton, dude.
They top
the
fortune cookie. Wonton.
I was like, that's insane.
Fortune cookie.
Okay. Okay.
And it's a fortune cookie dipped in chocolate. It's tremendous. They call it the Blackbird. It's the best espresso martini I've ever had in my life. And by the way, you could tell Cleve that I said that, Bob.
Cleve, that's our boy Cleve.
Cleve's the owner. Okay. And he's a big fan of Bob. I don't know about me so much.
Who isn't?
No, it's not really me. It's Bob.
That's not true. Joe.
When he comes, he goes straight to Bob. He goes, so how's the things going? And he also chops it up now that Bob's a bit. He's like a local businessman.
When the Rat Pack went out to dinner, I'm sure that they approached Sinatra first out of respect.
I was at least Sammy Davis Jr. or Dean Martin.
I think you are. I'm probably like Peter Lawford, probably like, you know, further.
By the way, where did you end up putting that Rat Pack thing? Did you put it up in your basement?
Where I'm going to hang it is right in front of me, so I could see. Nice. Like I could see it where I'm behind the computer, but I got to mount this sucker. It's fucking heavy, dude.
I got yours on the wall on the other side of me over there.
Yeah, man.
It's a nice office, though, Joe.
It's coming together.
And by the way, the internet's been great lately.
It's been great.
Knock on wood. Did they come out?
I do want to let the fans know the stream might be canceled if the Wi-Fi is not good enough, because they're putting in like a fiber wall or whatever it's called. I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
Fiber optics?
Some type of wall that's going to be the top of the line Wi-Fi. It's a ridiculous amount per month to have this type of Wi-Fi, but it's got to be done. Like we have to have it.
Yeah, you can have. Yeah. Yeah,
so we have the basic Wi-Fi that's going in there, and we don't know if it's going to be able to hold up, but time's going to tell if it'll hold up.
He's going to have this wall TV, Mikey.
Plan B if it doesn't work, Bob?
Bob's house.
Plan B, yeah.
Is that room?
Then, Yeah, but with the amount of people that we have, there's only so many people that could fit in there. It just wouldn't hit the same. And we're building this huge stream. So I just hope it works. The guys are going in there Monday to try it, and we just got to hope that it sticks.
You know? Oh, it'll stick. It'll stick.
All right. Well, that does it, folks, for another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Follow that Prize Picks lineup, which will be awesome. And again, please take the time to hit that promo code BDS. That's going to be promo code BDS to join. Give them the play again.
The play is next Wednesday. So this podcast will be released
tomorrow
on Tuesday. So the following day, but Wednesday, it's Bayern Munich. We're taking them on the team's portion of Prize Picks. To win, you'll get 1.25x your money. Let's go Bayern.
All right, here we go. Promo code BDS. Thank you guys so much. We love you. We appreciate you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.